from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Obviously, you know about the trade that went down, so just what you think about not having Paul George with the team.
I mean, it was good having him. He was a great player there. He did a lot for the city. I mean, we're going to miss him, but, I mean, they did what they had to do. But, I mean, we're going to come out here, play hard, do what we do, and, I mean, just try to maintain.
What did he teach you? Was there any moments of him being a mentor to you at all?
He just told me to just keep out there, play my game, do what I do, set screens, be physical. I mean, just give it my all. And he always told me to do it every time I was out there.
Leadership-wise, not having him on the team, is there someone else that you can look to or pinpoint as a leader of the Pacers moving forward?
I mean, all of us are leaders. We have Al Jefferson. He keeps us in control. And, I mean, there are a lot of new people coming in, so I can't even keep up with them right now. But, I mean, definitely Al, he keeps us in line. Anytime something happens, he's always there to just keep our heads going and, I mean, make sure we're good.
Oladipo is no stranger to Orlando. He's now coming to your team as well as Sabonis. Just what you can say about, you know, both of them coming in. And Sabonis went up against Syracuse just a little while ago when Syracuse went off to the Final Four. Just what you can say about those two guys coming in.
Good having Vic. I mean, I've known Vic since I was in high school. We played against each other in high school. I know him since college too, so I mean, glad to have him on the team. He's a great player. He's vocal. I mean, he knows what he needs to be done. It's a bonus, like you said. He's a great player. He's physical. He goes out there, plays his game, and I mean, we're just glad to have both of them on the team.
Playing with Victor Oladipo from back in high school, just what you can say about, you know, how his game has evolved, if he always kind of feels like the same guy to you, or if he's gotten different.
Oh, he's definitely gotten different. I mean, he has better ball control. I mean, he's always been athletic. He can shoot the ball. And I mean, like I said, we're just great to have him on the team. He's going to come, he's going to give it his all, and I mean, that's what he does all the time. He goes 100%.
Completely off topic. Last year you had short hair, now you have the dreads going. Just a reason for it.
I got tired of cutting my hair. I mean, it grew out, and Al told me how to do something with it, so I just started braiding it and stuff like that. Yeah.
Now, I know that across your chest you have Little Rock. Just what you can say about, you know, that relationship and that memory for you.
I mean, it's always been a great memory for me and him. I mean, we went back far, back in high school, and I mean, I had him all through college. So, I mean, to lose him during training camp last year, it was real rough on me, and it took a little toll on me. It brought me. He's in a better place right now. He wasn't feeling too good, so I mean, I'd rather see him where he is now and all the pain he was going through before. So, I mean, I always miss him, and I mean, Little Rock's Little Rock. Man.
Mike's not here to defend himself this time, so did Little Rock really get after him, or is he just saying that?
He's just saying that. I mean, it probably was a couple of times he probably had food in his hand and didn't want to give it to him, but other than that, he never bothered anyone.
And when you look at your time coming off of, you know, your college days at Syracuse, just what you can say about this relationship with the Indiana Pacers, where sometimes they will put you on this roster and other times they'll, you know, put you somewhere else and give you an opportunity to grow and expand. Just what you can say about back and forth and what you've learned from it.
I mean, they just give it your all the time. You never know what's going to happen. You just got to go out there and play a game. And, I mean, I stuck it out through Syracuse and I'm going to stick it out through now. So, I mean, that's all you got to do.
What do they say to you about your role with this team? I mean, do you feel that there is a commitment from Indiana?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they just want me to come out here, rebound, set screens, be a vocal person on defense and play defense. I mean, I don't have to come out here and do too much. They don't need me to score or anything. Just want me to come out here, be aggressive, and, I mean, everything will play out.
When you have Sabonis inside and, of course, you have Miles inside, do you feel that there's a place for you and a place to fit within all of that?
I mean, like I said, I just got to go out there, play my game, and see what happens. I don't know what's going to happen yet. I'm going to see what happens with my option after this, after summer league. But, I mean, as of right now, I'm just trying to just focus on just playing hard, rebounding, doing what I do, and then see everything happens from there.
Do you have that open conversation with your agent to say, you know, with this option, that if other teams want to speak to you, that you're willing to listen or kind of gauge what's out there? I mean, how do you kind of balance everything when you're out here playing at summer league?
I just try to put all this to the side, so after summer league's over, let my agents and all them deal with all the other stuff. But, I mean, like I said, right now I'm just focused on summer league, trying to win these games and trying to help everybody else get better.
Chris Joseph is out here this time around with the Charlotte Hornets. You're here, and Mike Benajay is back with the Pistons. It seems like every single, not seems like every single year, there are Syracuse players here. Just what that means to have that representation.
It's always good. I mean, I haven't seen Chris in so long, and then we play in tomorrow. It's my first time playing against Chris ever in my life. So, I mean, we had a conversation a couple of days ago, and I mean, like you said, Syracuse is just coming out here, just playing hard and doing what they got to do. I mean, every year there's a bunch of us down here or in Vegas or something like that. So, I mean, it's great to see that we're representing Syracuse well.
When you see Chris after all these years, like you said, it's the first time you're going to be going up against him. When you see him still fighting at this point in his career and everything that he's done up to this point, does that give you kind of a ray of hope, so to speak, when you get a chance to talk with Chris and Chris continuing this dream and continuing this opportunity?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Chris has definitely been grinding. He's been overseas, come back, come play Summer League. He does it every year pretty much. And, I mean, to see him doing that gives everyone hope. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. He could have a great Summer League and go play with our team or something like that. So, I mean, at this point, you just got to keep grinding and see what happens.